SRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House says the U.S. is not involved in deciding Israel's response to Iran's missile attack over the weekend. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says whether or how to respond is Israel's decision to make.
We are not involved in their decision-making process about a potential response.
Kirby reiterates that the United States does not seek a war with Iran and does not want tensions to escalate in the region. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis says Israel has a far greater air force than Iran's. He discussed the issue with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt.
You mentioned the F-35. Focus on that number. Here is what Iran flies around in: F-4s, before F-15s, before F-15s, before F-18s, before F-22s. You know, we're up to F-35s now.
Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network Iran's air force would be easily destroyed by Israel. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he fully intends to stay on as Speaker.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
Then the Speaker downplaying efforts to oust him by a group of fellow Republicans. Johnson is facing an outright rebellion from conservatives that are fiercely opposed to aiding Ukraine. And the House has sent impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They now have arrived in the Senate. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 74 points, but the NASDAQ is down 2 points. This is SRN News. Fewer Americans are using the Bible these days.
Only 38% of us open the scriptures on a regular basis. That is to say, daily, weekly, or a few times a year. That's the word from the American Bible Society, whose latest poll finds Bible usage has dropped sharply in this country from a peak of about 50% during the pandemic. One bright spot in the report, reading of the scriptures is on the rise amongst the youngest of American adults, Generation Z, an increase of 21%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German lawmakers have approved legislation that will make it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their name and gender in official records. The law is one of several social reforms that Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to enact when it took office in 2021. That new law, by the way, goes into effect this November. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court letting an Idaho transgender statute take effect, for now anyway.
The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on transgender treatments to minors while lawsuits over the law proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order Monday allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or sex change surgery to people under age 18. Keith Peters reporting.
A movie weapons supervisor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by Alec Baldwin on the set of the Western film Rust. A New Mexico judge said had it not been for her recklessness, Helena Hutchins would be alive. Baldwin's trial in Hutchins' death starts in July. He's pleaded not guilty to a charge of involuntary manslaughter. More details at SRNNews.com.